Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue, Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Whoa, unbelievable.
The Hard Line starts now.
Hey, what's going on, St. Louis? T.J. Moe here. Cam Jansen running a tad bit late. He will be here in about 2 minutes. Good news, you will get to hear from him. He was hanging out at the Blues practice today. And I suppose it's not a practice. I see him walking in right now, Matt Rocchio. He is across the street. Will be here momentarily. Cam will be able to tell us. He saw the boys skating and hanging out, and we will get a lowdown from him on that. 855-282-8255. That is the text line. That is the phone line. We have Raphael joining us from MyBookie at 205 today, Rock. And obviously, we are Cam Jansen. Hello, my man. We're live today on remote 909 Public House. This is 909 Main Street, Wentzville Plaza Drive. 909 Main. Say that again, Rock. Thank you. We are in Wentzville, Missouri. 909 Main Plaza Drive. Thank you. Wentzville, Missouri. Here
what up,
we are.
Dudes? What up? What
Cam,
up? What up? What
if
up?
You left from your house, how long would it take you to get here?
Oh. My old Corvette? 15 minutes.
That a boy.
No, it's right by the Wentzville Rink. I'm looking at the rink right now.
Yeah.
The rink that they're not going to be using coming next
so
year.
So there's a Lindenwood sign on that. Is that where they
that's where Lindenwood, get, yeah. yeah, so Lindenwood just signed up with, obviously, that four-sheet rink coming up in Maryland Heights. So they just boosted their whole organization by tenfold because of the recruiting process. I mean, imagine knowing that you have a four-sheet rink. The main sheet is for you. You got your own locker room. So when you call on these kids, recruiting them into Lindenwood, you're like, yeah, look at this masterpiece we have.
Yeah.
So pretty cool stuff. I'm pumped for that whole organization.
Cam, happy hours from 2:30 to 5:30 here at 909 Public House in Wentzville.
Oh, mine starts at 10. That's weird.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, the show's not over till 3, so you can start at 2:30
oh,
if you want. Not on the air, though, but
No.
Hey, they do holiday funny. Parties here. You can call. Ahead, they got 40 draft beers, 30 wines, of course,
ooh, yeah.
And Southern-inspired menu, of course. So
this place is huge.
It is cool. And I was telling them, we were talking to them earlier,
whoa.
The owners. Yeah.
The doors?
They said 90% of this place was done by people that either work inside of here or own the place.
That's
how cool is that?
Really cool stuff. And I'm looking at these, what are those called? The big
yeah, sliding.
Are they sliding doors? Whatever.
It's almost like a
partition
separator.
Yes.
Like how about that partition?
You know, most of the time those partitions in most restaurants are pretty ugly. Like it's like a flap that you just like roll around. Well, this looks like you're in a medieval castle back in the day, the 12th century. And like you open it up and the king's sitting up on the thing waiting for you to come in because you were summoned or something.
You were
pretty
summoned,
cool stuff.
Indeed.
I get summoned all the time by Kate. So.
Yeah, come hang out with us here. We are at 909 Main Plaza Drive, Wentzville, Missouri.
Yeah.
So I've been out to here one time. I wasn't at this place, but I've been in this general area. There's a little snow cone place up the street.
Yeah, right there.
I had no idea this place was here, and this place is huge and
it's
awesome.
It's huge. I know. It's kind of tucked away a little bit. It's right behind the arena, This little plaza, this little outlet mall, I guess what you want to call it. It's right there. It's tucked away. It's right by Lulu's Shaved Ice. Check it out. We're going to be here. I'm craving to look at the menu, too, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rock, would you do me a favor and get me signed in here? And Cam, you have got to get signed into what is our text line.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
855-282-8255. Rock, do we have any update on the suspended texters that were not supposed to be suspended?
Not yet. You might have to make a phone call.
They have till Friday.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And I'm going to make that phone call for Splashback Deuce. And
the Deuce needs to be – he needs to come back in the game here, dude.
The fact that you just, like, completely just missed the opportunity to say the Deuce needs to be loose is just disappointing to me,
I
Cam.
Did say that. You misheard
okay.
me.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. So we are going to get on that. We have two phone numbers. I forget the name of the other young fella. That
Ed Roderick?
That was not Ed. Okay. If Ed wants to look, I am open to immunity for Ed.
Ed's a good guy, man. He was chirping you pretty good, and then he made sense half the time.
Are you open to an apology?
No. Absolutely.
I think you owe him an apology.
It was uncalled for.
Perhaps even lunch. I don't know.
It was uncalled for.
No, I don't think that's true at all. Ed Roderick deserved to be suspended indefinitely.
Oh, God.
And now I am willing to...
Admit that you were wrong.
It's been about two months.
Admit that you stepped across a line that should never have been crossed.
That's not true. I would suspend him all over again. But I am.
For what?
How dare you? Just for being worthless.
Who do you think you are?
Being worthless.
Yeah. Just for
why didn't you suspend me then?
Having too many dumb thoughts and making us read them. That.
You didn't make
but
me do
what
anything.
About all your dumb thoughts that you make us listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't say half of them, so you're welcome.
Fair point.
There you go. Hey, big news today. We will get into the Cardinals game shortly, but I like the NFL. The big news today is that Le'Veon Bell, of course, of the Pittsburgh Steelers there, he was supposed to report, what did he say, Labor Day. I'll be here on Labor Day. Basically, his teammates said that, I've talked to him, he said he'll be here on Labor Day.
And I believe he tweeted back in May, 9-9-18, yes. Watch for it, which is not.
No, not watch for it, can't wait for
it. Or can't wait for it, 9-9-18, which is.
That's Sunday. That's week one.
So I'm not sure what he was thinking then and what he's thinking now.
Well, what he was thinking then is week one.
He's stepping, no.
I'll be there.
9:30 a.m. Sunday morning, he's going to walk into the locker room and just everything's going to fall apart.
If you were playing,
First of all, my 10th round pick of James Conner last night will look
is John Connor.
Foolish.
He's a Terminator, remember?
And I'm going to be very angry.
Yes, that's right, Cam. That's exactly right.
John was 0-2 on that one.
I think he was...
I did call him John Connor.
Playing the John role.
John then...
And I think you were taking it literally.
I will. I do. And I take everything literally.
That's right, you did. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anytime.
What are you watching there on the text line?
I know, Brandon St. Charles, you're out of your mind. Stop doing that. I'm going to smack you, or I'll have TJ suspend you.
No. And I will absolutely suspend you, but I won't. That's disgusting.
We won't resort to, what am I doing?
Here's what I'm going to say right now. We won't resort to such communist measures. And, yeah, I said
you're
it.
You're right.
I said
yes,
it.
You did
I
say
said
that.
It.
No, you did. I said it. I think you're right.
That was a red move
within some yellow journalism. That's all I'm saying.
True that.
Okay, or what we could do is Cory Booker this whole thing and just release everybody's everything, no matter what the Senate rules are.
He's not crazy.
Hey, so Steelers teammates are not happy with Le'Veon Bell. He obviously has been a no-show. So, veteran guard Raymond Foster, who, by the way, is their player rep. Every team has a player rep that goes and does negotiations and such. Same thing in the NHL, right, Cam? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got one. It was probably you on your team.
I didn't have time for that, buddy. Kidding me.
He says, what do you do? Here's a guy that doesn't give a damn, I guess, so we'll treat it as such. I just hate that it had to come to this. He continued, he's making 7 times what I make, twice as much as Villanueva, if you remember the guy who stood for the national anthem or came out for the national anthem, is making, and we're the guys who do it for him.
Ooh.
You know, I get it. There's a couple sides to this. From Le'Veon Bell's side, and honestly, what should be the player's side of this? You should be standing right next to him because he's the first guy that's willing to give up a paycheck to fight for higher wages for what he think he deserves. Right? He's ready to sit out, and eventually, if he gets his way, somebody will give him a massive contract, which will move the entire running back market up. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley just got a big contract, but Le'Veon would get significantly more.
Eric Lindros
did
it back in the day.
Right. Okay. So. There's that portion of it. So I don't really – I get it as far as the Steelers linemen specifically, right?
I would argue that even if he gets his contract, it won't move the market. It'll be one of those things where everyone recognizes it as an aberration that was moved only because of a ridiculous deadline, and nobody else is going to give the running back that deal.
That makes more sense if Todd Gurley didn't just sign a massive deal.
My point is that Todd Gurley will be used as the benchmark, and most agents won't be able to pull off using the Le'Veon Bell deal as the benchmark. That's just my thought. I think it'll be treated as an aberration.
Right on that.
And here's the thing. We've seen it more over the last 2 years in sports than we had in the previous 20 years of teams being aware of aberration contracts and moving away from them, even when the market looks like it's going to be pushed because of it. And teams saying, no, we're putting a stamp here and saying, no more.
Yeah, that's true, though. Look, Khalil Mack just pulled it off.
He did.
Aaron Donald just pulled it off.
Did.
Le'Veon Bell is going to pull it off.
The argument I'm going to have there is that running backs are still within a 10-year change in the protocol of how we deal with running back extensions, which is they've gotten cheaper and shorter. At the opposite side, pass rushers over the last 10 to 15 years have only gotten longer extensions for more money. And so my difference there is that Khalil Mack is part of the pass rushing group that is constantly going up, whereas Le'Veon Bell is trying to get a deal that is – apart from a group that is constantly going down.
OBJ just got one too, right?
It's like that's wide receivers though. That's completely different.
Yeah, their markets shouldn't be going up.
You're comparing apples and oranges here.
I know. Understand what I'm saying here, Rock. Everybody that's doing this, like follow the trend here. Every single person that's doing it is getting it. So to just say, but you're not going to as a running back is probably unlikely. He probably is going to get it. And there's only four guys that matter in this conversation: David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, and Todd Gurley. That's it. So those four probably can pull this off. Now, are you going to move the whole market? I do think you move the whole market. Not up to there, but you'll move them up from nothing, right? Because running backs have been outcasts now going on 7 years.
But here, and also, I think we also have to look at, and this is a fair point, I think we also have to look at Le'Veon Bell trailblazing the mindset of, if a running back is going to consistently catch 80 passes, why are we not treating him like a wide receiver? I think that now that we're seeing more and more running backs who are spending time just straight up lined up as wide receivers and are being used almost entirely as wide receivers, who are running backs who are essentially that's their entire role now, Duke Johnson and other guys like that, I think that's the part of the contract that maybe Le'Veon Bell is breaking down and expanding things that we're not going to see, which is the running backs who are consider themselves essentially wide receivers because they catch 70, 80 balls a year. That's where the market changing because of this contract, that's where it could be. That's where we could see the movement. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's those four, and those four all catch passes outside of Gurley. He doesn't catch too many passes, but
those more every year.
Yes, those four can.
And Elliott doesn't catch too many.
He's not like all of them have that ability, and they're all game changer running backs. There are four. But when I say to move the market up, I do think everybody, because what happens is when you have guys that are that high paid, you don't have everybody, you don't have four and then everybody else. I think everybody else moves up incrementally. It's not going to be something crazy. My point of all to say that, Rock, wasn't even really get into that discussion. It was more so it's a dude trying to.
Yes.
So even if it doesn't happen, the player should be supporting the guy who's trying to make that transition. Hey, this isn't just for you, dude. It's like I'm pissing off my own teammates, but I'm trying to help the 1,200 to 1,600 players in the NFL for the next 50 years. That's what I'm trying to do.
Kirk Reculler chimes
everything.
In and goes, right. Bell is clearly making the right choice here. Pittsburgh already told him they are not paying him next year, and that is his last year with them. So it's a smart choice not to let them run into the ground and make sure he gets a long-term deal next year. It's funny how teams can F over players when it's their best interest, but when players put their best interest over their teams, they are selfish.
Interesting. It is interesting, and I think there's some merit to that. But I would say that he's costing himself. So where what he's giving up here is $856,000 per week.
Mm-hmm. So essentially, in knowing how this is going to go, he's going to sit out 8 to 10 weeks, so he's probably giving up $8 million.
If
he goes 10 weeks, which right. I think he might, I think he really will, because I think he comes in for their 11th game, gets his 6 weeks for accrued season, so it kicks to his free agency.
Yeah,
it wouldn't shock me at all.
It wouldn't shock me either. Schefter disagrees with you. He said, I think he'll miss week one. Or even if he reports, he's not going to play week one at this point because install started yesterday. And everybody knows that. Wednesday's install day. You have to go through the week. And
they didn't change anybody in their coaching staff this offseason.
Sure they did. Todd Haley.
Oh, duh,
offensive coordinator's gone.
I feel like he hadn't been in Pittsburgh for the last couple of years. But
no, he was there last year.
He was back. He was back last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, so this
I completely forgot about that. So, yeah, that might actually – That might carry a little bit more weight when you change coordinators.
It matters anyway because he's out of shape.
Yeah.
Right? And also, like, you can know the playbook without knowing the playbook. We would go play Nebraska and have an entirely different playbook than we did when we played against Texas Tech. You know, we put in 17 new plays for that week, and here's how we're going to execute it against this defense and these guys and their weaknesses. So things do change week to week. You can't not be there for install. I mean, if I didn't show up, everything obviously in college has moved back a day, so Tuesday was our install day. If I showed up Thursday, not a chance. That's your like speed day. That's your run through. You don't wear pads really. You go out there in helmets and shorts and you fly around after you've already had 2 days of film work and install. So very little chance. He hasn't reported yet today, so he's not going to be at practice. Obviously, he would still have to go through, get his physical, and all the different things. So you're looking at a guy who is not going to play this week. Could he wait a while? Yes, he could. Is he willing to give up $856,000 a week? That's the question he's got to ask. And if so, how much? Because if you're losing $8 million this year, how much are you gaining on the back end of this? Right? Next year, you know, you're going to get a massive contract anyway. So what's actually happening, if he does, he's getting $14.5 million this year. If he decides to sit out 10 games, you're losing $8.5 million, are you getting a dollar more next year? You're actually, that's a negative here, right? There is no like, well, you'll get a little bit more. Yes, you're mitigating the risk of injury to some degree, but overall, you're probably losing $8.5 million. The question is that worth it to Le'Veon Bell to prove a point here that he, along with a lot of other guys, are finally willing to sacrifice that money in order for, hey, if you want me, you got to pay me now. And that's how the deals will be done in the future. That's the question. I don't know what the answer is to that. If I'm the Steelers, by the way, I hold my ground and say, by the way, we told you what you were and weren't going to do, and if you try to come back week 10, you're not welcome in this locker room. That's exactly how I would handle that.
Really? You tell potentially one of the best offensive players in the NFL that we don't want you back, even if he does report, you know, week 8, week 9?
Oh,
yeah. You tell him no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the reason is because you're watching the locker room mess here. So if everybody had welcomed him and everything, come on, but, you know, and we can go make a run, that's a little different than your lineman calling you out and saying, you make 7 times what I do, and we're the ones that do it for you. You think they're going to welcome him back with open arms 2.5 months into the season?
Yes.
No way in hell.
Yes. When it's week 10 and they're 6-4 and they're staring down a barrel of maybe not making the playoffs.
By the way, 2.5 months in the season, do you remember his first 3 weeks last year?
He ran for
36 yards week 1.
Yeah.
He does nothing, right? It takes a while to get in shape. You can argue he's the best running back in the NFL. He does very little, just like Khalil Mack is going to struggle in his opener against the Packers here because you got to get in football shape.
And don't forget, I mean, him being cut and him being in great shape, that's what took him from being a third rounder to being an elite player. So like
he lost 20 pounds. That's a little different.
Yeah.
That was a weight. He's not gained weight.
You're just not in that game
football
shape.
Bingo. Yeah. You know, and you can't get in football shape without playing football. Any of us that have ever played it know that. Rock, you know that, right? It's like you go out there at CBC. I'm serious, though, right? It's like you go out
there. I saw that year Steven Jackson had after the hole. That was rough. It was rough, TJ.
If you tried to go out there and block some guys,
oh God,
2 months into the season, good luck. Just ain't happening. You know, and by the way, that's sport to sport, because I would go from football to basketball season, and I would get 38 carries a game, and I would go try to run a suicide and be ready to puke on the basketball court in back-to-back weeks. It doesn't translate. So until you get out there playing football and you get used to the torque it puts on your hips and the different things that you have to do in absorbing contact, good luck. So anyway, interesting situation here. Le'Veon Bell.
I think he's playing half the year. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's what I think the Steelers are doing. I'm saying that's what I would do if I were the Steelers.
You're an NFL coach, and if you go 9-7, you're coach for the
Mike
Steelers.
Mike Tomlin.
You're coach for the Steelers. No, they're not doing one of those.
Remember,
if you weren't coaching for the Steelers you were coaching for a short high side organization, would you make the move?
Rock.
Letting him back in?
Yeah.
What about actually playing him, though? Putting him on the field?
No. Listen, what I'm saying is remember who's not paying him and started this whole thing. And also is saying, well, we're not letting you out of your franchise tender. They could have pulled the franchise tender and let him go play somewhere else. So he's either going to be a Steeler this year or he's going to be with no one this year. That is the answer. Even if he's welcome back, do you think 10 weeks into the season it would be out of bounds for the GM to say, yeah, he's back, but he ain't back, just so you know?
Chino chimes in and goes, I have a dumb question. Can a player play the first 6 weeks and get the accrued year? Is that the right word?
Yes.
Accrued year?
Yes, you can.
Then sit out the rest of the year?
Yeah. You just got to put six weeks in.
Okay.
You have to be on the active roster you have to be on the active roster for 6 weeks, right?
Gibby chimes in also and goes, Bell is a great running back, but the Steelers always have another great back in the waiting.
That's what Rock's banking on, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Banking on it.
By the way, the guy who drafted Le'Veon Bell in the first round, I think he was planning on taking Connor with his next pick to handcuff him.
You got him.
He was not happy.
That a boy, Rock. That a boy. Just sliding right in.
Also, I don't know about you guys, my favorite sleeper, if you don't have Keelan Cole, if he's on the waiver wire, he shouldn't be, go pick him up right now because he's going to eat for the Jaguars this year.
Why do you think so?
There was only 4 players last year who had a stretch of 4 games where they had over 125 yards in each game, and it was Keelan Cole and Julio Jones.
Okay.
It was 100 yards in 4 straight games. Not 125. 100 yards in 4 straight games. It was like Julio Jones and Keelan Cole.
And so you think he's going to be good?
I do.
You said he's going to be good for the Jaguars.
I do. Hey, Blake Bortles couldn't put the ball within 5 feet of Allen Robinson that 1 year, and he still had 1,000 yards and like 15 touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm saying Keelan Cole is Allen Robinson.
All right.
I'm saying that Blake Bortles is –
something
going
helping
to throw
your,
for 3,500 yards, and Keelan Cole's got to get him, and somebody's got to get him somewhere.
Something helping your argument here is that we know Marquise Lee is out with a knee injury.
Yes.
He's out for the year.
Yes.
So they are looking for receivers. They've lost Allen Robinson. They lost Allen Hurns. That doesn't remotely
Again,
look like.
Bortles is going to throw for 3,800 yards.
Yeah, you think
they
got
to go
or
to somebody.
What they might do and be smart is let him only throw on third down and play action and run the ball to Leonard Fournette.
I have him on my team, too.
Fournette?
Yes, I do.
Look at you. Look at you. Hey, Cam.
And I drafted Jimmy Graham with Aaron Rodgers. I'm good.
We are at 909 Main Plaza Drive in Wentzville, Missouri. Here, that is 909 Public House.
Public House, dude.
The happy hour, 2:30 to 5:30. I think everybody should come hang out with us.
I think you're right.
And I think we're going to be here till 3 o'clock minimally. Typically, Rock hangs around for another 3 or 4 hours.
There he
and
does.
Consumes all the
Creep
food.
Around a little
I'm
bit.
Looking at the menu here, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese poppers. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, looks really good.
Creamy mac and cheese,
Damn
jalapeno
right.
bacon, a zesty ranch.
That was one of the three things. When I asked her what, give me like three things that everyone talks about, that was the third thing she gave me. So.
Oh, what was one of two? Give me
Michelle,
one of two.
The first one was catfish.
Okay.
The second one was actually Keith told me the shrimp and grits.
Ah.
Ah, yeah,
and
yeah,
And then
yeah.
the third one was the mac and cheese poppers. And the shrimp and grits and the catfish came with the added asterisk that the chef is straight out of Mississippi. So
oh, snap.
Apparently
Southern
the
boy.
Shrimp and grits is
Southern le- cooking, huh?
Apparently
Southern
the
boy.
Shrimp and grits is legit. So
I like it. I like
cool.
it. Well, we're going to have to get some.
There's some blackened shrimp tacos. I think that's what's happening. I think that's what's happening.
Mm. Blackened shrimp tacos?
Blackened shrimp tacos. Yeah, that's happening.
I'll take it.
Sounds really good.
Yeah. All right. We will do that. I do not have an email for the live reads today. So if you could contact Ryan Hoffman, that would be super.
Yeah, he did push a couple things.
Well,
my bookie.
You know what we need to know? Yeah. Let's talk about – I'm so confident with Keelan Cole that he's going to dominate. Let's say I wanted to put an over-under bet on maybe his yardage for this week. Or, heck, I just wanted to put the over-under bet on what his fantasy points would be this first week because there is no Marquise Lee and they're looking for wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Where exactly would I go to place that bet, TJ?
Well, if I were you, I would go to mybookie.ag. That would be my recommendation. A lot of good stuff there. By the way, that is where what we've been on this for 2 years now, Rock. So, look, there are sports books out there. You can find lines different places. This is the one typically that is going to have the one that you want to bet. By the way, Raphael is going to be joining us from mybookie.ag.
My favorite Ninja Turtle.
Raphael?
Yeah.
Really?
It was more of a Donatello man.
Why? What about Raphael were you into?
Well, he was just kind of cool. Did his thing. Kicked some ass. Didn't say much.
You know, I was not allowed to
watch that as a child.
Seriously, I wasn't.
Doesn't shock me.
That's. I'm serious. I couldn't watch it. My mom didn't let me.
Oh, that explains so much stuff about you, DJ. I could have told you that anyway.
That's amazing.
It's PG. It was PG.
They were mean.
I was watching The Exorcist when I was
Could
four.
You also not watch the Power Rangers?
My God almighty.
Really?
Couldn't.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true. I was not allowed to watch Power Rangers.
That's crazy. My limit was
so
my
mom had a good reason for
my
that.
My
mom
was
had a good
the
reason.
Simpsons.
Listen, my mom had a good reason for that, though.
Oh, yeah.
I, at one point, was allowed to watch the Power Rangers. And I would watch them.
You
and
started
then,
beating up on your
sister.
Yes,
you
that's
you,
exactly.
Oh, you're beating up girls.
So I would just try that move on my sister.
Oh,
Chelsea,
my
come over here.
God, oh,
and she'd
my.
Get drop kicked into the wall. Oh, and then I wasn't allowed
okay.
to watch it anymore.
I take back
wow.
laughing. Mo parents, that was the, oh, wow. an extremely, extremely smart decision.
Very
to
wise.
From that.
Anyway.
God.
Go to mybookie.ag if you want to dropkick some Ninja Turtles. And
it's an awesome show. You missed out, man.
Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. That is MyBookie, MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code RADIOCAM mm-hmm. when creating your account to claim that bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. I plan on giving you guys my gambling picks. We went through a little bit yesterday.
Yep.
But I plan on giving you all of those and telling you.
I'd rather have John's picks, to be honest with you, TJ. I'm not
I'm 3-2 right now. I'm hitting 60%.
Like
Todd
80%.
Furman is, well, Hadley's at 0% right now.
Dope.
Right, so is Eric. Eric was over there.
Oh, I wasn't going to plan on him anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You can just fade Eric. Eric knows nothing about
college football.
He
knows nothing about anything, does he?
He will. Now, remember, his picks last year, his locks, he was like 9-for-9 in his locks. He had a bunch of NFL picks. But he's not gotten a college pick right his entire life.
No, he
Remember,
hasn't.
He went to Penn State, so you know what he was doing when he was there.
Wow. Getting yeah.
Yeah.
He was getting creepy.
He was not watching football.
Wow. No, no, no.
So there you go.
Wow.
There you go. Hey, we're going to tell you a little bit later, actually. Eric and I on our podcast, presented by the Home Loan Extra, yesterday interviewed Anthony Becht, who is calling the game for your Missouri Tigers this weekend. So we want to break that down a little bit, some of the things he had to say, one of which, fairly interesting, a little tease here, he doesn't think Drew Locke's a first-rounder. That dude watches a lot of film, and he said there are eight reasons. He didn't go through all of them. He's going to say it on the broadcast if you watch. But he said there's about eight things that dude needs to improve on if he's going to be a guy that you can count on in the NFL. One of them is beating winning teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was kind of interesting, and a few different tidbits from that. So that interview, actually, on our Take No Offense podcast, we're going to play it on the Friday show from 6 to 7.
And that's a great point. Before you, between now and then, just go ahead and look at the quarterbacks that Anthony Becht had to play with in the NFL. I'm not saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm saying he had a bad real-life example of what an NFL quarterback is.
He was on the Jets for a while. He was on the Rams.
Yeah, and he was on the Buccaneers.
Well. So he
still
knows,
in the NFL, though.
He knows if a quarterback looks anything like them, then they're going to suck.
Yes, exactly.
And
he knows exactly what not to look for in quarterback. So maybe, you know what, maybe he's the perfect guy.
I think that makes a lot of sense. He's literally fascinating.
I'm not going to say – I'm saying Chad Pennington might be the greatest quarterback to ever throw him a football.
He was the last good quarterback for the Jets.
I'm saying that right now.
He was the last one. So name me a guy that has been better for the Jets since Chad Pennington.
Mark Sanchez went to back-to-back AFC Championship games.
Oh, was he good?
How'd that butt fumble do?
But Mark Sanchez went to back-to-back AFC Championship games.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Hey, we got to go to break. This is the Hardline.